Welcome back, guys. Thanks again for joining me on the Shopify podcast. This is Alex here to discuss the next topic of discussion, which is not in my job description or not in the job description. This is where as young adults are told, we should choose a career so that way we can strive for it, we can study hard and hopefully reach that goal. Because if we chase a career early, we're not wasting our time trying to work out what we actually want to do, which is not always easy because at a young age, you might not feel confident or comfortable figuring out what you want to do for the rest of your life in a career. So some of us will just choose what we think is right purely on the amount of money that that career makes. And some of us will follow friends in the careers that they've chosen because we can't think of what we want to do ourselves. And some of us will just choose what we think we like based on what we only know about the topic or about the job. So it's a hard ask for a young adult because when they eventually study, then go into uni and follow their dream in getting that career, the hardest thing is when they've finally reached that goal, it's not what they thought it was going to be. They're not enjoying any of it and their reasons for wanting the career has changed. So now their motivations are completely different. So this is a hard thing to ask, whether you do it as a young adult or whether you change your careers regularly just because you get bored of them or your jobs. And it's something that we are constantly searching for what makes us happy. It's for some of us, money is enough to push us through a job we don't like. And some of us, we have to be passionate about an interest, whether it brings money or not. And some of us do have certain skill sets that sort of align with our passions. It makes it a whole lot easier when you are trying to follow a career or an interest, any type of job you've sort of got in mind. Where others are so passionate about one thing but just aren't good at it and refuse to accept, it's probably not for them. Because they believe in their perseverance, they'll get their dream. And whether you are chasing something that requires a certain amount of talent and you're just not at the top of the game, knowing that it might be a niche skill set that only obviously very few can manage. Sometimes you can do it as an amateur and just enjoy doing it because it makes you happy. But being in the professional level, you might not be as good to do that. It just means that in your spare time, what you should do is just try and be better or be as good as you can be, but accept that what you might not be at professional standards, but at least you're doing what makes you happy. So in careers, there's a lot of jobs that may look great, and then it's probably good for some people, but not good for others. We all have different tolerance levels and what some can handle, others can't. Where some people like being indoors, others prefer to be outdoors. We all have our own interests and hopefully you can figure out yours at an earlier level so you can then focus on that and have more time doing things that you enjoy. So whether you're chasing money or whether you're just chasing a passion that will make you happy in the time that we have to pursue, then that's sort of up to you. But a lot of jobs may seem as like they're ideal jobs, and then when we have spent all that time climbing the ladder, getting to the top, we then realise that it wasn't where we wanted to be. So hopefully you have the foresight to see that and then not waste your time doing the things that won't make you happy, because sometimes you're getting there and knowing that you wasted your time, then you feel like you've haven't learned anything. But best thing you can do is just study, focus on the things that make you happy, Do things for the right reasons, not because someone else is telling you it's the right reasons. And hopefully that's enough to get you close to where you want to be. So thanks again for joining me. I don't think I can say any more on this topic. Anyway, thanks, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.